بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اصلاح معاملات زیادہ مشکل ہے، فی زمان عمل کا ثواب بھی زیادہ ہے. حضرت مولانا اشرف علی خان رحمۃ اللہ علیہ، دی ریفارمیشن آف ڈیلنگس اٹ از مور ڈیفیکلٹ دین ریفارمنگ یور کیریکٹر، ریفارمنگ دا کیریکٹر یو آر کنٹینٹ وتھ یور اون نفس. بٹ وین یو ہیو ٹو ڈیل وتھ پیپل then he said to make Islah or to reform the dealing with people, that is more difficult. He said in our time there is more sawab for amal. Because it's more difficult, it was during the age of the Sahaba and the Salaf Salihim, because the times were sacred, holy, and the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and then of the Sahaba made amal on the Shariat, made it relatively easy for them, although they had trials of a different type. But as far as making amal is concerned on the ahkam of the Shariat, for them, for the Sahaba, Tabin, Tabi Tabin, it was very simple for them. Whenever they would hear Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam issuing an order, immediately they will put it into practice. There was no struggle really against the nafs. But in our time, because of the evil, so much evil around us, and we're not speaking of the evil of the non-Muslims, the evil of the Muslims. So our environment is totally corrupt, and because of the deficiency, the weakness of our iman, we find extremely difficult to make amal on simple rules, simple ahkam of the Shariat. Find excuses, and we find difficult to perform 2 rakat extra salat, find difficult to make a proper wuzu. Every hukum of the Shariat, it is difficult for us. For that reason Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba that you are living in such an age that if you make amal on nine tenths of the Shariat, now you neglect one tenth, then you will go to Jahannam, and time will come when my ummah will be making amal on only one tenth. Nine tenths they will discard, ignore, and then they will go to Jannat. Whereas it is these are the times, and then this, the one-tenth, making amal on the one-tenth, if it is, one reflects on it, then you will understand it refers to the pious people. Those who are in these times genuinely pious, they are supposed to be the good people of taqwa. They are making amal on only one-tenth. Only they are making, if you compare the amal of the muttaqin, I'm speaking of a genuinely muttaqi sheikh, who is a sheikh kamil in this age. If you compare his lifestyle, his amal on the sunnat with the amal of the sahaba, then you will understand the difference, the vast disparity. So as far as masses are concerned, they don't even make amal on 100. That reason the other hadith applies to the masses of these times, when it is said that they will gather in the masajid, and the masajid will be huge, elaborate structures and beautifully adorned. The masajid will be, and they will fill the masajid also and perform salat, especially Jumu'ah time, Eid times. But it comes in as if that not one of them will be a mu'min. Not one of them will be a mu'min. So from this we can understand the thing, how weak our iman is. The iman of God, we are all amongst the masses. So the one-tenth, making amal on one-tenth, this really applies to those who are now really concerned with the deen. But for that reason, no one should should gain any false ideas of his own piety, Shaykh or a person who's of taqwa, he performs the Hajj Salat, not also fasting, then Zikrullah and him, not as charity, and he has ikhlas in his mind, is sincere. He also should not be trapped, the thing, with a false idea of piety, because in order to understand himself, he should compare his lifestyle with the Salafus Salihin, and then he will understand. The difference is so great that the Mashaykh of the later centuries, of our time, the genuine Mashaykh, they have said that when you read the kitab, like especially of Imam Ghazali, and of the Salafus Salihin, and even the kitab of Allama Shahrani, the one we do on every Tuesday, then you should not make amal on this chapter pertaining to food, because you will die if you read. So if a muttaqi, a person of taqwa, and a person who thinks that he's pious, keeps a lot of fast, rozat, etc., if he wants to understand what piety is, he must read with reflection, and he must read and reflect on the lives of these great people of Salafus Salihin, then he will understand how weak in reality is, that his amal is nothing, absolutely nothing compared to it. So then, in fact, it was so among the Sahaba also, when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he became the Khalifa, then the austerity and everyone knows Hazrat Umar ta'ala anhu, how famous he was for his austerity, simplicity and strictness. But he said that my brother Abu Bakr, the previous Khalifa, has made life very difficult for us. He has made it for me very difficult. I am now in his place and I am now forced to follow in his place. But his lifestyle was so difficult and so austere that it's very difficult for me also to follow, but I have no alternative but to follow him. At the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu's death, he had nothing, absolutely nothing, no assets. He had one utensil, say a mug or dish, which had come from the Baitul Mal for him as part of his wage. So on his deathbed, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu made wasiyah that they must return this to the Baitul Mal. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, look at this person, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, how simple and how strict he was on the Shariat, that nothing is gained with him. So he has made it very difficult for me, but I have no alternative to follow him. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he found now Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's lifestyle very, very austere and very difficult. In fact, once Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, someone gave him some dates to eat, and as he was eating it, one or two had already, then it was told to him, you know, the person who gave this date, this was the wage, it was in return for a service which he had rendered in the time of Jahiliyyah. He used to tell fortune, was a fortune teller in that time, and that person owed him something. So today, he paid him that date, and he gave it to you. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he saw what he did. He did not go into the fiqh details, whether it's now the mushtaba or what. He put his hands into his mouth and he induced vomiting to such an extent that he almost fainted, but he vomited out everything. So I said that was their lifestyle. We cannot dream of emulating their lifestyles, but as the Shariat is them, they are the limits of the Shariat, tilka hududullah, Allah Ta'ala said, these are the limits of Allah Ta'ala, وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ, whoever transgresses these limits, verily he has oppressed his own self. So as far as possible, that thing, we should always make inquiries about the limits of the Shariat and not try to subject the Shariat or submit the Shariat to our nafs to say how must we make the hukum now of the Shariat, how must we make it now workable in our situation. No, it must be the other way around. We must see this, what we are doing is in conflict with the Shariat, so the easy way and the proper way is merely to shun it and to abandon it. Allahu Akbar, alhamdulillah,
Rabbil alamin. Any questions? What is the significance of Qulubun Nazila in relationship to Al-Aqsa?
Again? Qulubun?
Qulubun Nazila in relationship to Al-Aqsa. All the Muslims
are reading now Qulubun Nazila. They're making a mockery of Qulubun Nazila. They tell me they are a mockery. They don't know what they are doing. They are jahils. That's why they are doing. They don't understand what is Qulubun Nazila or when should be making. They are all living in luxury. They are luxury, and the person who, the Imam Sahib who reads the Qur'an, he doesn't even know how to. He reads it as if he's reading a khutbah. The thing, he doesn't know how to read of the proper Qur'an. I'm not speaking of the Shafi Qunut of a Fajr. I'm speaking of the Qunut which they perform in times of calamity, death. Not the Qunut the Shafi's performing Fajr. That is like watching for them. They have to perform that every day. That thing. So nothing to do with that. But this is on times of calamity. On times of calamity. That is Al-Tan Rahman said. He said, instead of Qunut al-Nazila, looking at the condition of the people, everyone, whoever wants to, in their homes, in their privacy, get up Tahajjud time, make two rakats. If you have feeling for the people, if you have genuine feeling for the suffering of the Muslims elsewhere, make two rakats salat, Tahajjud time, and cry your heart out of it. One to Allah Ta'ala, that is effective. Now, this is what they do. They start to istisqa also for show, for rain, make for show, not following the ahkam, the etiquette of the salat, and this Qunut al-Nazila also, just making a show of it, a mockery of it, and there's no sincerity, and everyone is indulging. They still make Qunut al-Nazila, they still look at the TV and still look at the cell phone, the porn in the cell phone. What kind of Qunut al-Nazila is that? So that thing is Qunut al-Nazila. That Imam, if he won't even be really be able to proceed, so he'll cry if he goes that thing. So another time I'm going to say that thing, that it's not just that thing, because he's making a mockery of it, just a show of riyah.
Sometimes when I explain to the etiquette, like about the Qunut al-Nazila, sometimes I have time.
Inshallah.
One day Mawlana explained to us the right way of doing it and when it should be done and when we should do it.
Inshallah.
So just to educate us.
Inshallah.
In the future.